The Wesleyan Media Project report found that during a two-week span from mid to late September, just under 4% of the ads in Wisconsin's governor's race were positive. Roughly 35% were contrast ads that say something nice about one candidate and something bad about the other. Nearly 62% of all campaign ads were strictly negative. Wesleyan Media Project co-director Erica Franklin Fowler says it should be no surprise that the ad war is so negative in a closely divided state like Wisconsin.
It. But if you think about the pure positive spots, they often include a lot of flags, a lot of puppies, and a lot of families, which don't give you the sort of substantive information that you would need to distinguish candidates on the important policy issues.
Fowler says whether negative ads increase or drive down turnout can depend on when voters see them. For voters who have not been paying a lot of attention to a campaign, Fowler says negative ads can trigger anxiety.
And so it can be good from that perspective. If you know citizens don't necessarily pay a lot of attention, a little anxiety can be a good thing in driving information seeking. But after you have chosen a candidate, if you're exposed to negativity about that candidate, it makes you less likely to turn out because you're not going to change your candidate choice.
The Wesleyan Media Project is the successor to the now defunct Wisconsin Advertising Project, which tracked political ads from 1998 to 2008. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.